Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
Welcome back to another podcast. So, Emilio, what is Project Loon? I am wondering.
Man, we're jumping right into it.
Wasting no time.
Okay, so I am a futurist, and I'm always looking like way in the future, like fucking putting your phone inside your body and fucking spaceships and DNA. But Bobby always says, unless it's on the shelf, you know, I don't want to hear about it.
And I don't think people should put their phone inside their body either. Yeah. That does not sound healthy.
You don't think that's going to happen?
No.
No. That sounds...
Unless the vibrate feature and it's up your ass, then we're all good.
Are you guys saying that
if you're putting your phone inside your body, you might want to go see a proctologist is what I'm saying.
Are you guys saying that there's never going to be a merger between man and machine?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that.
Okay.
I didn't know that's what you meant by putting your phone inside your body.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like a computer inside yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a whole computer?
I want to chip myself right now.
Oh, Jesus. They're going to get smaller, dude. Okay, this is off to a great start.
So talking about Project Luna? Okay. Lunar? Loon. Okay, yeah. Go.
Chad's drunk. We're going to preface this. He showed up drunk. He's got one job he's got to do all week, and this is it, and he fucked that up.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, this is Google, and they... want to give the internet to everybody. So for every person that's on the internet, there's one or one and a half that are not on the internet. And those are potential customers for them. When it comes down to it, Google is an advertising company. Yep. So the more eyeballs they have on their stuff, the more they can sell their time towards, right? So they need more people on the internet. Let's get the whole world on the internet. Okay, problem with, let's just
is
call
that
it what
it like, is. Google Fiber is all about also?
No, that's getting the people that have internet faster internet. There's a few, they started in America in these weird-ass towns, like, I think like Raleigh, like North Carolina, like really small towns, they have the Google Fiber. But anyway.
Lucky bastards.
Yeah, I know. Supposedly it's super duper fast. But anyway, so this is more like Africa, India, rural parts of like Australia and New Zealand. And New Zealand was the first one to get the benefits of this. So the way it works is it's called Loon, short for balloon. They have these balloons that go on the stratosphere and shoot internet down, basically. And the stratosphere, for those who don't know, are between the atmosphere and space, right? And the winds up there are very... it's not exactly winds. It's more like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm not a scientist, but there's a lot of shit going on up there. It's chaotic. But these balloons are smart and they figure out how to align themselves so that you get 100% coverage over a certain area 100% of the time. Now, they're not there yet. In 2013, they launched the first few in a small band around the world. So if you think of the world as a person, this is just from the shins to the knees, right?
Okay.
Just below the equator and right around where New Zealand is. And so these things are flying around and adjusting themselves to give New Zealand coverage. And so, of course, they don't say the advertising thing. They say, you know, farmers are going to be able to look up weather patterns. People are going to be able to communicate. Either way, I can't wait till, like... you know, League of Legends has their African team. Like, it's going to happen, right? Inevitably. So more people on the internet, it's just good for gamers. This might not be locked in directly to gaming, but, you know, I found it fascinating.
It seems like Google is trying to push the infrastructure, and none of the other companies are. And I think that's a good thing. Like, infrastructure is really what it comes down to. How well you game, like how the bandwidth that you do. Even America, we don't have the best infrastructure. You get to
for
the middle,
internet, no.
Get to middle of America, and it's just garbage.
They're probably on like DSL or something. Most of them.
Yeah.
So Yeah, well, they're the only one. Okay, when you're talking about infrastructure, you're talking about global infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And who's got the money for that? Except for, like, the big heavy hitters. Apple, Google, you know, and Google's the one that's...
It's just funny because most conventional companies look for what is our return on our investment. Right. And sometimes I don't think that Google thinks that way. Like, there's a larger question that they ask, like, is it good for the environment? Is it good for the world? Is it good for us? Instead of, is it good for our bottom line?
It's in their, like, mission statement, something about, like, bettering humanity and stuff like that. Like, they have servers. Okay, so they gotta store massive amounts of data. Mm-hmm. Like, massive. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was planned or they actually went through with it, but they have data centers that are underwater that are powered by the waves.
Hmm.
And that just powers them, and then the data is just stored there. And it doesn't cost anybody anything except for the fish, their homes.
Yeah,
and the
crazy.
Mermaids, their whatever. Bungalows.
That's cool.
So anyway, that's Project Loon.
And was this just now coming out, just now started?
No, 2013, they started it, but now they're really starting to, because they, do you know Moffett Field up north?
Oh,
in San Jose? Or San...
I played golf up there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So it's a big abandoned airfield now, right? They bought all of it, and they have these gigantic hangars.
Yep.
That were
Zeppelins. They're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're giant.
It's like, what's Google going to build in there? Everybody was like, what are they going to build?
And they bought all these robotics companies too.
Yeah, they're going to be making drones and balloons.
Yeah,
they're going to be our robot overlords. It's not going to be like Skynet. It's Sky Google.
Sky Google.
Google Net.
Okay.
And they'll track us by the phones that we've implanted in our bodies.
That's true.
Okay, so the big story this week has got to be.
Do you have
GTA.
Any ticker phones?
I'm going to shove this up my ass. Do you have anything thicker?
It was implied, Chad. You didn't have to go all the way there.
I'm drunk, so that's...
Edit point 122. Okay.
Let's talk about GTA 5, since you're the only one that's played it.
I played it extensively, actually.
Well, the only one here that's played it. According to Steam, I think 300,000, 400,000 people played it or something.
Concurrently. That's at the same time they played it.
Yeah.
A lot more have bought it. It is the highest, most popular non-Valve game ever. So that's saying something in its first week.
Yeah, at its peak, 360,000 concurrent players, and the average is 230.
And that's crazy, because when did it come out on consoles? Like, almost a year ago, right?
Yeah. And I check my Steam feed quite often, you know, where people post screenshots, and, you know, it's like Facebook, but on Steam, it's like their social interaction. And it's almost completely filled with GTA 5. And the community hub has got all sorts of great stuff on it as well.
And get ready for a lot of this, because Rockstar does a lot of things, right? One thing is supporting the community and fostering, like, user-created things. So they put in a whole editor right into the... It's not like I have to capture it on Shadow Play, put it on, give it to Bobby so that he can edit it and then upload it to YouTube. It has its own editor right inside the game.
Hmm.
I do have my complaints about it. It's very slow to load any video editing. You know, that might be my side, but just to load your video to start fucking with it takes, you know, I want to say like 45 seconds just to load it so you can start working on it. I never rendered a full one, but I started fucking with it. I've never done really any video editing, but it was fairly intuitive.
So is it constantly recording and you can just at any time say, give me the last 2 minutes? Like,
I believe there's that kind of option where you have to turn it on. I haven't done that yet. There is, like, while you're playing, if you know some shit's going to go down, you can hit left alt. And it doesn't stop time. It slows time down. And then during that time, you can push the record button and, like, start recording from then on. It's like, oh, shit, this is crazy. And then gives you enough time. So that was cool. And that slowdown button comes into play a lot of times. So anyway, everybody knows what this game is. I'm not going to really break it down. It is your quintessential sandbox game. The graphics are superb. The voice acting is amazing. Very quickly, my qualms about it, and they're not very many, is the animations are not great. You know, they're still not like individual fingers. You can't see individual fingers. And at times, they look kind of like robotic in their movements.
Yeah, the character animations looked a little stiff when I was watching you play. And do you think that's because there's just so much of this world that they have to render?
It has to be. You know, I was making... I made an observation when I was playing Ethan Carter.
Yeah.
Gorgeous graphics. Mm-hmm. Why? No humans.
That's true.
Like when humans are so hard to render because there's just so much to them to make. And we interact with humans all day. So as soon as you see one that's a little bit off, you're like, hey, it totally takes you out of the story. It's kind of like, I think Rogan made this comparison. He said, anytime you say CGI, you're like, that dragon looks fucking amazing because you've never seen a dragon. But those lions look like shit because I've seen lions and those don't look like lions at all. And so when you're doing the world, it's a lot easier. Buildings aren't that hard, but people. So, their people aren't rendered all that great. When it does the close-ups, it's pretty nice. But just the animations. Now, the mannerisms, I'm like, whoa. No racist. The black guys are really acting like black guys, like that I hang out with and stuff. Mm-hmm. They do a really good job. I mean, and the voice act, like I said, the voice acting, I'm like, wow, how are these British guys getting this perfect, like, they did a bang-up job on that. Sucks you right in. The story is pretty cool. I'm not that very, very far in it, but it's interesting so far. I just got the third character, but I don't know much about him. The first two characters are one's at the beginning of his hustling days, and the other one's at the end of his hustling days. So there's kind of like a interesting dynamic between the two, and they meet each other. And this is where that slow motion button that comes in. You can hit that slow motion button and change dudes at any point. So if you're on the same job or across the city from each other, you can hold that button, switch over to your other guy, and you get this cool little animation. You go to the other person. Now, if you're on the same job and you happen to be right next to each other, maybe one has an angle that the other one doesn't. You can take out a cop that or whatever the fuck. So that's really cool. Now, if he's across the city, what's really cool is those dudes are not where you left them. Their life just keeps on going. So you could have left them in the bathroom and you're going to come back and he's making love or whatever.
So they don't make love. Yeah, they fuck.
In GTA, they fuck. The only thing about the voice acting maybe is everybody's yelling. Everything's 10. Everything's at 11 all the time. You know, there's no subtleties in this, which is fun. It's very, very funny. I was laughing a lot during the beginning. Let's see. What else did I put down? So I'm playing on the mouse and keyboard. Gives you a fantastic advantage when you're shooting and a slight disadvantage when you're driving. It's just one of those things, right? So there's some shooting missions, A+, driving missions, okay. Because you got to do tap, you know, I don't have sensitive keys. Bobby, do you?
No.
Like are there any force sensitive keys on the market?
You mean the harder you push, the more pressure you apply is registered.
Yes, it's called force sensitivity, Bobby. And it feels amazing.
I don't think that's how keyboards work. They usually have a point where once they reach a certain amount of pressure on the key, then it's either off or on.
I was just wondering if there was one out there. So that's the only downside of that. Okay, so eventually you're going to fucking piss some cops off, right? Losing the cops in this one is more fun than any other GTA. It seems like you're logically trying to outsmart them. You got to get off the beaten path. Get out of their line of sight. So you got to go down an alley and maybe into a car space, then duck down, maybe switch cars. If they have a helicopter after you as well, you have to not only do all that what I just said, but also something that covers you aerially. And I don't know. It's way more than the other ones. Like the other ones, I just felt like I just run and then they're gone.
Yeah.
This one, you really have to think about it. So that was really cool, which is a lot of the game. Losing the cops is 20% of this game, and this is a gigantic game. So I have to give props to their okay, so you have to log into, what are they called? It's called, it's their social network.
Okay.
Like Rockstar Friends or whatever. Fuck, I can't remember what it's called. Social Club. That's what it's called. You know, whenever you have a third party login, it's fucking terrible. This one does it seamlessly. You don't even have to type anything. You log into the Steam game. It automatically launches the other thing. It already gives you a fake name. You only have to pick your name. You get your name, and it has a lot to do with your Steam name. And then, boom, you're in. It's almost seamless, except for the 3 seconds it took in another screen, and then you're done. They have that on there for a few reasons. One, so you could connect with your friends, but you could do that through Steam, right? But also so that you can play their iPhone app. And they have an iPhone app where you can, like, modify your cars, train your dog, so that it gets more, like, more skills and stuff.
You have a dog in this?
Yeah, but you could have a dog if you wanted one. Do you have a poodle? As a dog, too. What?
Do you have a poodle?
No, you only get one dog. Well, so far, it's a Rottweiler. And his name's Chuck. I think it's Chuck.
Chuck the Rottweiler. Okay.
The reviews on the app is really bad. 1 star out of, like, 500 reviews, so... Take it for what it's worth. I was excited. I downloaded it. I've never had a, what do they call them? When you have an app.
Companion app.
I've never had one. So I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to get this one so I can fuck around with shit and get my dog stronger. But now it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Oh, and there's no PC support yet. So it's like, pick your platform. And I was like, I don't have any of these. So it's not out for the PC yet. Let's see what else I got. Sorry, there's so much to this game. This is a gigantic game, though. If I haven't said it yet, it's fucking so fun. It's so much fun. I was doing these stupid little missions of being a tow truck. Even that was fun. It's just good. The dialogue's amazing.
It's like a simulator, right? You get to play somebody else's life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Three people's lives.
A few more points here. Right off the bat, first day I was playing, there was a line going up my screen nonstop, and Chad's like, what's that line? I was like, I don't know, man.
He had screen tearing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's screen tearing.
So then I come
bad. Home bad the next, screen tearing.
I come like home the next day.
Constantly.
Yeah. I come home the next day, and there's the NVIDIA, what do you call it? Targeted
game update. Ready drivers.
Yeah, game ready driver, although it wasn't quite ready. It was one day late, but that's fine. Fix that right up. Graphics got a little bit better, too, a little bit sharper, which was awesome. Then my next biggest complaint was that the first-person view, which I was so excited for, didn't feel quite right. First mod that came out, first big mod that people were talking about, was a field of view changer. So I downloaded that, installed that, got it right where I wanted.
And was that easy to... Because that was a player-made.
It was player-made. Yeah.
And that's always a big issue on ports. People always ask about the field of view because a lot of times, I mean, consoles don't give you that option. And some games, not all games give you that option.
Most had that games problem, don't, I would say.
A lot of them do, but I had that problem this week with the game I played as well. And it's so annoying when it's like automatically set to like 75 or 80. You feel like you keep having to step back from things to see the whole picture.
But this one that you installed was super easy to install and it cleared it all up?
I mean, a console tard wouldn't be able to do it. But okay. Veterans.
But the intelligent people that listen to us, yes, are absolutely all about it. Okay.
Well, if you're listening already, you're already intelligent.
Jeez. Yeah, you're 2 steps ahead of everybody else anyways.
Boom. I guess that's it. Do you guys have any questions?
Is it worth the $60? Because this is a $60 game.
Fuck yes.
Okay.
I've only scratched... Oh! So then there's GTA Online. And I thought it was very, very clever that it wasn't just like... So you take the character from the main story into the online. You make your own dude, and he gets his own story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not very involved. It's you land in the airport. One of the characters you know from the main story comes and picks you up. He introduces your city. He goes, there's all these things going on. You can make money here, make money there. It's all about money, making money illegally. And he with the most money, you know, is winning.
So basically, the online game is completely separate from the offline. You can't make money in the online and then go back to the offline.
I saw one option for transfer character, but I don't know how that works. I don't have too much experience, especially on the online. But what is cool is you can put your crew together of people that you, like us three or four, and go do heists together of varying difficulties. So, and you need like, you need a driver and you need the hacker and you need, you know, much like, Bobby?
Payday.
Payday.
Oh, boom. I was going to say Monaco, yeah. But
okay. Yeah. No. So there's that going on. So I kind of want to, kind of want you guys to pick this up just so we can.
So like theoretically in the online, you have Bobby as the hacker and me as the driver and you as the assault guy, and we can go in and do, and do heists together.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And hire, like if we had a good setup of our crew, we could do higher things than if we were just all assault guys. And it's not like you pick a class. Whatever you work on and whatever your stats up, then you know, you can buy like penthouses and up your car and stuff. And so, and they
do level up in the multiplayer in the online.
You do. Yeah, I'm already level 3, bitches. Which means I did exactly 2 missions. So, hey, welcome to Los Santos, dog. Get in this car right here. We're going to put you on this fucking street race right here. You're going to make your money. And I was like, okay. So I got in. I thought it was going to be like a proxy. Now, 8 other players who had never raced before either. And because it shows their stats, they are just starting to play GTA as well. I was like, fuck. I'm going to shit. I'm not going to do well. Mind you, I only had 3 hours sleep the night before.
Okay, making excuses right off the bat.
We go, I do a little slick moves, whatever. I do that thing where you make a tighter turn because you totally shouldered the other guy.
Yeah.
Do that, take off. 1 and 2 were fighting, so I took off. And they crashed, so I was fucking gone. Like, blocks, right? Easy,
so you're
no
explaining
problem.
How you lost this.
Yeah, okay. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. How'd you know that was coming up? Okay. So I'm like, man, these bitches be easy, right?
Yeah.
And then I realize that I'm like in the Hollywood Hills, and I'm like, man, I haven't seen a checkpoint for a while. 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. I was like, oh fuck! Like I just totally like spaced, dude.
You just missed a turn,
yeah. And I ended up getting 3rd, but it wasn't too bad.
It sounds like you really drive in a car because that's what happens.
How'd I get here?
Yeah,
I don't remember. And so the online's fun. Single player's fun. The freaks and geeks people that you can go meet and get missions from, you don't have to do the side quests.
Side quest.
But they call them freaks and geeks. Really entertaining. Great. I mean, there's this chick that she, just to give you an idea of one of them, there's this chick and she's like 39. I know that because she yells at you. And she's ripped and she has her yoga clothes on and she's like, I don't claim that I'm 39 and I'm single. I'm not stressed out at all. And she's just yelling at you. I can beat you at a foot race right now. And then that's a foot race. And then you start the foot race. And they're just shouting shit at each other the whole time. It's just good. It's good times. There's no other way around it.
Do we know how long the actual single player game is?
I don't care. Like, I've only played it maybe 10 hours. And I'm already like, that was enough.
Worth it.
It's that. It's so immersive. And they did such a good time with... it's Los Santos, which is really L.A. Uh-huh. And you know how L.A. is kind of...
They've done Los Santos before, right? Was that
I think it was
GTA?
San Andreas.
San
Andreas was kind of like the Southern California one.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. And then 4 was like New York. Liberty City was like New York. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But San Andreas took place like in the early 90s, so it was a different period.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But this is like modern day.
So, Bobby, you looked it up?
Yeah. 31 hours for the main story or 43 for the main story plus extras. 73 and a half for completionist, according to howlongtobeat.com.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But a lot of these people that are playing this game are not just doing it for the main story, I'm assuming.
No, you know, it's all about distractions in this game. Like, oh, I got to save this thing. And then you're like, ooh, shiny. And
yeah,
you're like, let me go kill it. Although I've been pretty
hookers
diligent.
There that you hook up with and then you run them over. Yeah,
I've been really diligent and just staying on it, but I haven't played much. So anyway, can't recommend it enough. I know it's a lot of money, but you really are getting your money's worth here.
My only concern is it's a year old. And do you feel like this game is a year old?
No, not at all. Like I said, the graphics are at the same time cutting edge and at the same time, just because of the character models, it sets it back a little bit. But the immersion is real. And I love what they did with L.A. You know, we don't live very far from L.A. And when you go there, you're like, wow, you're in L.A. and there's this is beautiful. And then you look left and you see a bum. Like
some shithole.
Yeah, exactly. And at the same, it's at the same time beautiful and disgusting. And that's how this game, like, it beautiful sunsets, beautiful cars, and then, like, just trash all over the ground. They did a great job of somehow really capturing the essence of L.A., for me, anyway. So, yeah, spend the $60.
Bobby, are you thinking of picking this up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I really want to play. I haven't played a Grand Theft Auto since Vice City, and that's long overdue. And this game does look like a lot of fun, and it looks like something that I could get into.
Are you waiting for a sale, or you just haven't gotten it yet?
It's not so much. Yeah, it's not so much the money as it is the Killing Floor 2 is coming out. When this podcast releases, Killing Floor 2 will be out, and I'm probably going to be spending a lot of time with that. And then I've got The Old Blood coming out in May. So there's a lot of games that that are going to be taking up my time, and I know GTA 5 is going to be something I'm going to spend a lot of time on. So
how much is Killing Floor, Bob?
They don't even have a price yet, which is really unusual.
And it's coming out like today?
April 21st, believe. Yeah.
Because I'm going to buy that just to play, because it's four-player co-op. We all got to get it.
It's actually six-player co-op, I think.
All right, calm down. I don't know.
So us and then our doppelgangers can all play simultaneously.
All together, yeah.
Yeah.
Us and our drunk versions.
That's the same version for me. But.
So, playing one of those.
So what else have we been playing?
Well, Chad, you've been playing Mortal Kombat X, which...
Okay, so... I want to preface this first, and I've been playing this on consoles, so take that with a grain of salt.
I don't think there's very much difference between the console
version. It's not,
version and,
however, I've heard that the PC people were having some issues. Apparently, Mortal Kombat X enabled some, like, play-as-you-go features where you could start the download, and then you could play it, and then as you downloaded more things became available. And Steam actually had an issue with it, so a lot of PC gamers were having some issues with actually downloading it prior to it being completely downloaded.
But, Bob, no game has ever done that on Steam, right? Before? So before it's completely downloaded, you could, like, play the first level, because the first level is the first thing being downloaded.
I don't think I've ever seen that on Steam.
Yeah, so I think this is the first one's trying, so they definitely hit some road bumps.
Okay, so all I know is there was some stories and some news things that were going on that Mortal Kombat X was having some problems on the PC market.
It's pretty minor, if you think, in the grand scheme of things. Oh, but I can't play the whole thing while I'm downloading it.
I think it was more like people didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And so they were running into some issues. So, all that aside, as far as the game is concerned, I've been having a fucking blast with this game. I was big into Mortal Kombat 9. Mortal Kombat 9 was big in my work group and all my work friends, so we played the shit out of it. And the Mortal Kombat X just extrapolates on that, builds it up. The graphics are much better than Mortal Kombat 9.
Is it better in every way?
I don't like the fatalities aren't as good, but like that's just kind of a side thing. Like it's just fatalities are kind of just, you know, like the frosting on
it. It seems to be like a great deal of part of the game.
My issue...
That's the only part I'm interested in, Bobby.
It's a big seller for Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And they're fine. They're just not like over the top. I wanted over the top.
I think there's diminishing returns on it, though. I mean, if you've played 9 and you played a lot of 9, then, I mean, how much further can they go? They've already torn people apart in any way they can possibly think of.
So Mortal Kombat 9 was awesome, and that was kind of like the Mortal Kombat that I got into. And then after that was Injustice. And they did some things that I didn't like, specifically involving running. Like, you couldn't double tap to dash. And so
Mortal Kombat... On 9 or this one? I'm sorry.
On Injustice.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So 9, I liked everything about it.
Okay.
So then Injustice came out, and I was really excited. But then they had some things I didn't like about it.
Okay.
And then Mortal Kombat X kind of follows the same principle. They have a run feature. So if you double tap forward, basically you start running, and then it just causes some issues. In MK9, you could do a pop-up, double tap forward to dash into it, and then start going into your combo. So if you had the skill to use the dash,
it was there.
It was there. MKX goes back to the Injustice system, which uses
running. There must be something to it, because those are the more advanced game. It's not because they can't pull it off. There must be something.
Well, MK was built off a run function. Even from MK1, you could triple tap forward to just run forward.
Yeah.
And so I think they wanted to bring in that run feature, but it just doesn't work in this current environment. Okay. Like, you don't need to run in a fighting game anymore. That's just no longer needed.
So what I noticed from watching you is, who is this? It's not Midway anymore. Who's making
these NetherRealm games? Is the developer.
Okay. So
and they only do games, MK and these
and the Injustice.
Games. Yeah.
They're introducing something new, which is this storytelling fighting game.
Yeah.
And they seem to be getting better with everyone.
It's true.
And this one, I wasn't playing it, so it's hard for me to say, but it almost seems like they were focusing more on the story than the fighting. There was more story than fighting. Some of these cutscenes, if you don't like cutscenes, you're not going to enjoy this game.
So MK9 had a very complex story where you fought, you used multiple characters and everything like that, and then Injustice built on it, and their story was long.
Perfected it, really.
Like probably. 20 hours?
Yeah.
Like something like that.
I don't know about that.
MKX brings it back a little bit. The story you can get through in a day or two, mm-hmm. but it is nice, and it makes you play multiple characters, and you can kind of get a feel for the game and how to play it and all. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't go into in MK9 and also Injustice. There was different like modes that would go on.
Right,
like
there was none of that here.
None of that. It was like, okay, there was some story.
Only fighting.
And then let's get into some fighting.
Yeah.
And then some more story, and then getting into more fighting. Yeah. I liked MKX. I probably liked MK9 a little better as far as the story went, though.
Okay.
Or Injustice. Both of those.
But as a game, as a whole, you would say X is probably the way to go, right?
I think X is very clean. Like, as a fighting game, I think it'll make the MLG circuit. I think there will be some good tournaments and everything about it. I think it works very well as a...
Evo's coming up in July. I'm sure we're going to see it there.
Yeah. So cool. I totally recommend it. If you're into fighting games, I highly recommend
this game. It's pretty cool. I mean, he just showed us the fatalities while we were just sitting here watching it, and that's entertainment in itself.
Yeah.
I thought they were pretty good. Most of them, anyway.
It went back to the button for block, because Injustice went to back to block instead of the button to block like MK is used to. So it went back to the MK style, and I think it works better for it. I think Injustice was a step back, and then this corrected some things.
Cool. Bobby, tell me about this game and why it's good, because people were going crazy when it came out.
Which is which game?
Talos Principle.
The Talos Principle.
Oh, he's going to get... Whoa, yeah. He's getting wound up.
He's adjusting his hat, which means that it's going to be an interesting story.
Well, maybe he started getting frustrated.
Well, you know what? There's not too much I can say on this game that hasn't already been said. And that's what happens when I play a game that's been out for a while. It is well-deserving of all the praise it's received. It is a great puzzle game. Did you guys ever play Serious Sam 3?
Yes.
No. I did not.
Crazy hordes of monsters coming out.
The Serious Sam franchise has been around forever, but specifically Serious Sam 3 was made by Crow Team, I think was the developer, and these are the same people that made the Talos Principle, and it shows right away with the UI. They use the exact same UI. It's actually more fitting for the Talos Principle because it's this very futuristic blueprint kind of UI when you're going through the menus. It's cool looking, but it's the same one from Serious Sam 3, and the environment and the engine is the same. So it really feels like you're in Serious Sam 3 running around solving portal puzzles. It's a strange feeling for me, but it is a great game. The puzzles are excellent. I haven't gotten stumped yet on them, so I don't know. I'm about halfway through the game, and I'm doing a pretty thorough run.
So a little too easy, maybe?
Possibly, but I don't know. I don't want to say that they're easy. They require you to figure them out. Some of the developers they had on this team came from the guys who did The Swapper and some other puzzle game I can't think of. I'll look it up here in a second. But so they got some big names on this game. And it definitely shows. I think the puzzles are solid. The graphics are decent. It's a great game. I think I picked it up for $10 off of G2A. At that price, I pretty much had to get it. And they work in a bit of a story with it, too. You're a robot, and you don't know how you got there or where you are exactly. It looks like you're in a computer simulation, really. And you start unraveling things and trying to figure out what's going on and who you are. And there's all this talk of consciousness and what constitutes that. So it gets very philosophical. And it's also comical in a lot of ways, too. They work in a little comedy to it. And it's very subtle but well done. And I'm kind of waiting for there to be a big reveal at the end. There's this big booming voice that keeps talking to you and telling you what to do. And he calls himself Elohim, which is, I think, like a really old word for God. But yeah, there's definitely something going on, and you know, the story, like the curiosity's gotten the better of me, so I am feeling kind of pushed forward. I'm compelled to go through the game just to figure that out. And the puzzles really are enjoyable. I mean, there's something about a good puzzle game. I mentioned before I had played this that I was looking forward to this game because I hadn't played a puzzle game in so long. And this is definitely
filled the niche.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
So this is $10 you said you got it at.
On G2A. Retails for $39.99. It was recently on sale for $20. But yeah, on G2A it was going for $10. And I'm sure it won't be long before it's at that price. It probably still is that price on G2A.com.
Hey, Bob, on G2A, can you sort by like greatest savings?
I think like you can, actually. You can sort by price, but I think there is like best deals or something
really
like that.
I really got to get on that site, man.
Yeah, seriously. Me too.
Yeah, okay, so Crow Team, the creators of Serious Sam, and written by Tom Joubert from FTL, The Swapper, and Jonas Karatsis, The Sea Will Claim Everything. Not familiar with that. But overwhelmingly positive is the reviews it's getting on Steam, which is good. You don't see overwhelmingly positive a lot.
Is there combat at all? Or this is a straight puzzle game, right?
It's a straight puzzle game. There's no combat. I mean, you can die, but it just rewinds and sends you back to the beginning.
Are you that robot?
Yeah, that's what you look like. And as you progress further and further through the game, they give you more tools to use in these puzzles, and they get a little more complex. And like I said, I'm about halfway through it. There seems to be three different areas. I don't know. There could be more. But I'm about 6 or 7 hours into it. There's three different areas, and I'm halfway through the second. So I'm assuming I'm 50% of the way through the game. But it is, it's something about it's very relaxing. I think just the solving puzzles and just the music that they play and the scenery is very green and lush. Although the second level is Egyptian.
Yeah, like desert.
Which is definitely Serious Sam 3. I mean, a lot of your fights were out there. It's so funny because I play this game and I forget sometimes I'm playing the Talos Principle and not Serious Sam 3, and I expect like some dude with bombs for arms to come running at me. Those are the funniest guys. That's got to be the best enemy ever, because you would hear from a distance just, and it would get louder and louder.
Yeah.
And as soon as you heard that, you knew you had to immediately find out where that was coming from and take that guy out quick. Because
bombs for arms?
Yeah, if you've never played Serious Sam, any of the Serious Sams, I think this guy was in all the games.
And a head, right? Wasn't his head a bomb?
He didn't. I don't think he had a head.
He didn't have a head.
He didn't there was a headless guy who, the enemies were crazy in these games. But in Serious Sam, it's like Left 4 Dead, except with crazy, weird enemies that do different things. And one of the enemies was this guy who was headless, and he had, instead of hands, he had bombs, and he would just yell and run at you, and when he reached you, he would blow up. He was
a suicide bomb.
Yeah.
Bob, you never saw the, it was a trailer for, not a trailer, it was a commercial for Serious Sam 3 with that guy as a minion talking to about his family and stuff? It's like a real dude sitting on a couch.
Oh, no,
I think with his wife, and he's like, you know, when I made the decision to work for the evil army, I didn't know they were going to chop off my head and give me bombs for arms. Something like that, too.
That sounds like something I did see. Yeah. That sounds great.
Pretty good.
Those are fun games, though. Like, awesome. Serious Sam dates back, like, a long, long time.
I always think of Serious Sam as the same thing as Duke Nukem. Like,
No.
Those are the same game.
It's kind of a knockoff. I mean, Serious Sam has black hair. Duke Nukem has blonde hair. But other than that, they're practically the same guy.
Are you rescuing prostitutes in both of them?
No, Serious Sam is not as sexualized. But
Then I'm playing Duke
and
Nukem.
And it's waves and waves and waves and waves of bad guys.
It's all about quantity
in
enemies.
And, dude, I quit not because I was losing a lot. it's just, it never ended. That game never fucking ended. It was so much.
It's an interesting game. But as much as I did enjoy, I mean, the Talos Principle is a great game. If you're into puzzle games, go ahead and pick it up.
Before we cut on it, I think it's really cool that you said that it was relaxing yet compelling. Those two things you don't see very often. Like, I want to keep playing, but I'm having a really, like, mellow time playing it. So that's kind of cool.
That's what I felt like with The Room also from last week.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't, like, stressed, even though they, like, try to, like, because they have, like, fucking demons talking to you in the background. But, like, after you realize that they're never going to actually get you, you can kind of just relax. And I felt like The Room was like that, too. Just like, okay, let's figure this puzzle out.
I think puzzle games have that effect on people because there's no sense of urgency, which most games have. You know, you're not being shot at. You aren't on a timer where you have to complete something in a certain amount of time. Very little pressure. So, yeah, I found this game very relaxing. And
somebody make a bookmark at the exact moment where we started to sound old as fuck. It's like, no, I prefer a game without monsters or any kind of stress whatsoever. Yeah. So long as there's a way to win and not one to lose, I'm all for it.
Well, this is actually going to disprove that point.
Okay, good.
Because, God damn it, we're old fuck.
Well, no, it's a great game. And I'd give it a weak recommendation. I'm not telling people you have to go out and play this game, but I am saying you have to go out and you have to play, you have to buy and you have to play Call of War as Gunslinger. This game,
what the fuck?
This took a turn that I didn't see coming.
Yeah. Well, I had a great time with Talos Principle, but that great time was eclipsed by the fun that I had with this other game that I played this weekend. This game was so damn fun, and it's been recommended to me recently by David Is Winning, but also by other people.
I've seen it on the, like, yeah, people talk about this game
like
all the time.
It's like Spec Ops. It's very highly recommended and not, for some reason, not that well known.
Is he multiplayer?
No.
Okay.
No, but this game is so much. It's better than anything I've played recently. It's better than Spec Ops. I don't know about
Heroes
Darkest
of the
Dungeon,
Storm?
But maybe it's
wow.
It's a Western, which is fun. You know how many games are that old West theme? I never played that much Red Dead Redemption because it wasn't on the PC, but you don't see the old West theme that often. And I think they should do it more often. It's fun. It's historical. A lot of shit going on. You know, it's a good excuse to shoot people up. You know, it's the Wild Wild West.
What makes it fun? Like, is it a sandbox?
It is an arcade shooter. It's like a first-person shooter, but imagine Time Crisis or Virtua Cop, but without the plastic gun.
Okay.
It's that kind of shooter.
So you're moving around a reticle to shoot things.
No. It's a first-person shooter like any other game, but guys pop out of the area. It's kind of like Warface. They pop out of the same area. It's not. It's the most fun I've had in a while.
Wow. I'll play it off your account.
It's not just that. Every so often you stop and you have a duel with somebody, and the duel is kind of a you're trying to do two things at once. You're trying to steady your mouse, keep it aimed precisely. Then also,
you're nervous, maybe?
Are you nervous? No, it's like
because the reticle's moving.
Yeah, it's
and
moving.
You're trying to
to simulate nervousness.
Yeah,
I suppose so. Or you know, to simulate.
I mean, you, Bobby, is nervous. I'm sweating all over my mouse.
Oh shit!
No, I don't know if that's supposed to simulate nervousness or just trying to aim a gun. But you have, that's called your focus. But then you also have, you're trying to put your hand over your gun closer and closer to your gun, and that's you control that with your A and D keys, and then you're waiting for the other person to draw, and then you can go. So there's a reaction time. There's all these things happening at once, and the duels are very interesting. And then they also have time trials as a in addition to the normal campaign mode. The campaign mode, let me talk about that first. It's only 5 hours long. Maybe 6 hours long. No, I'd say 5 hours long. And it's told, like, you go through it completely narrated. This old guy walks into a bar and he starts telling a story to a bunch of people at the bar. And as he's telling the story, you're playing it out in the game. Hmm. So,
which seems to work really well, those narrated.
Yeah, but you know what? This takes it to another level, and I don't think I've seen any other game do this. Maybe I have, and I can't remember. But what will happen is he'll be telling a story, and he's an old guy getting drunk at the bar. So he'll be like, and then I was shooting at all these Indians. And so you're shooting at Indians and while you're playing. And then he's like, wait, no, they weren't Indians. They were the something gang. They were robbing a stagecoach. And all of a sudden, the Indians are just gone. And then all of a sudden, these other guys pop in.
Yeah, it's like
Bastion?
Bastion, yes.
Yeah,
Bastion,
similar to Bastion.
How did I know that?
I don't know, well, man.
Bastion has a very prominent narrator, too. Yeah. But yeah, so the whole entire thing is narrated. And then he'll be like, you know, and then I was trapped, but then somehow I found a way out. And then all of a sudden, out of the sky, like a ladder will drop. So, you know, it's very metaphorical in that way. And it allows the game meta to be really, really loose with the structure. You know, it doesn't have to be that real because you're basically living out this guy's memories.
Which Call of Juarez is this? Because there's been a couple Call of Juarez.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Call of Juarez. This is Gunslinger.
Okay.
Yeah, and I haven't played any of the other Call of Juarez games, but this one is the highest rated, and like I don't know if I want to play the other ones after this. And I continued to play this after the single player campaign. I continued to do the time. Well, they call it arcade mode, where it is basically Virtua Cop, where you just go through the same exact level, the same guys pop out at the same time, but you're trying to get your combo points up, and you're trying to do it as fast as you can, and you're competing on leaderboards, and I had a lot of fun with that. It is just a very enjoyable. It feels like I'm 10 years old at the arcade when I'm playing
this game.
Do
you feel like you wish you had a light gun to play this game with? Or are you okay with the mouse and keyboard?
I haven't used one of those light guns in a while. That's not really a big thing.
But you
thing
were
anymore.
The guy that would
Oh, yeah, I used to have one. I had Virtua Cop on my Sega Saturn back in the day. This is back when I had consoles. And I enjoyed that quite a bit. But
fucking plebe.
I like the first-person shooter aspect of it. I mean, that's my favorite genre of game, so I'm okay with it being a first-person shooter in just this arcade style.
And really quick, just to recap what we're talking about, it's Call of Juarez.
Juarez.
I gotta wonder if people play this game in other countries and call it like
Call of Juarez.
Call of Juarez. No, they gotta know.
Hey, do you guys? There's a place nearby. It's called La Jolla, and it's like a very affluent place. But everybody there calls it La Jolla.
La Jolla.
You've been to La Jolla?
No, they don't call it that. People from out of town call it that.
I've heard it called that from people.
Really? My GPS well, not used to live,
go ahead and say it. It's yeah. White people say that.
Yeah, it
go
is.
Ahead. White people say that.
And GPSs. But they but La Jolla means the jewel, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
He had a little smirk on there.
Yeah, he did.
I know something you
adjusted
don't.
His hat while he said that. That means the jewel. All right, what else are we talking about?
You guys played some...
Oh, Lethal League.
Lethal League.
You want to talk
Super
Lethal
cool.
League?
Oh, one more thing on Call of Juarez. I meant to sneak this in.
Juarez.
It was made by Techland, the guys who made Dying Light, the guys who made Dead Island Riptide.
I think they're quickly getting on our cool list.
Yeah, they're on the radar. Like,
should we make a list of cool developers? I think we need to.
I'm going
to
probably email them and see if they want to talk to us.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys want to talk about the Call of Juarez? What?
Call of Juarez?
I don't know. I'm going to put all that into an email, but...
3 J's at least when you say Juarez. All right, let's talk Lethal League. Because, so I own Lethal League, but we couldn't get it on Emilio's computer.
Family share.
So we had to get Bobby's Lethal League, and Bobby is on his account 24/7.
I was idling
not really.
Cards, yeah.
He's idling cards. He's not really on there. So I was like, Bobby, which is kind of cool. I texted Bobby. Bobby was at some remote area. He used his app to go turn off his home computer from doing that thing, which is always...
So really, 21st
I'm
century.
I'm always amazed.
Yeah. Remote desktop on a cell phone. You got to get it.
And so we're going to ignore whatever he just said.
Yeah.
And
then, Lethal League.
Yeah, Lethal League. I have another theory. Maybe because I have it installed from Bobby's account, I can't install it on your account. But But I didn't do that until... Anyway, most people can't relate to this, so it doesn't matter. This is a 2D fighting game, but you don't hit each other directly. There's a ball that's involved. You're playing racquetball, basically, and trying to hit each other. But it's 2D.
There's net, though. Like
There's no net in racquetball.
True.
Yeah, you're just in a room.
Yeah.
It's exactly what this is. It's racquetball. You're locked in a box, and you're hitting this ball around. You're trying to hit each other, not.
It's kind of like a dodgeball, right?
Yeah,
but you're using a paddle instead of throwing the ball.
Yeah, while you're using something, some sort of instrument.
Yeah,
there's six characters. Some have hammers. Some have baseball bats. My guy that I love, the black dude, so funny looking. I don't know. I love him. He uses a ping pong paddle ball or ping pong paddle.
And he smoked us.
Yeah.
A lot of times with that guy.
So anyway, you know, you're hitting this ball around. Every time it's hit, it gains speed. But anybody who hits it at any point can take it back down to zero if he wants by bunting it. So you could hit or bunt, or you could charge shot. And there's only three buttons, and you could jump. So there's not a whole lot
there's
here.
There's a taunt if you want it.
Yeah.
But you're not taunting.
And the complexity comes from the multiple players, because you can have up to four people in this smosh court, if you will. So I played it one-on-one with David is winning. Not so fun. Kind of just like, okay, we're going to charge it back and forth. You had a third person. Suddenly you're having a good, really good time.
You're
I haven't played with
a
fourth yet. So I can't wait to do that.
But what the deal with this game is when you hit the ball identifies as you. So you can't hit the ball and then get knocked out by that same ball.
Yeah.
So
you can hit it against the wall and it'll
so
just
once,
pass through you.
Yeah. Once you hit it, your goal is to try to hit it again while everybody else is trying to make sure they don't get hit by it.
Or deflect it.
They want to deflect it and get it under their control.
Right.
So you have motivation to hit the ball and...
Always. There's always motivation.
But you don't want to get hit by the ball.
Yeah.
Right.
I think there's like a rise in these kinds of games, these local co-op games where you're... I don't even know how to describe them. They're very competitive, fast-paced. There's another one called Gang Beasts. Have you guys seen this advertised
game? I was kind of thinking this game is similar to Dive Kick, where there's not a whole lot of buttons, but it's multiplayer...
And
it's a fighting game, but not really a fighting game, because you're not actually fighting, but there's...
And listen, if you sell one copy, there's a pretty good chance you're going to sell three more copies.
Yeah, it's like only valuable as a four-pack almost.
Right.
What did you notice any latency issues when you played online? Because I've only played locally with you guys.
It's very important. I don't know. Well, okay, so we tried to do a four-player online, and it crashed four times on us. David and I, so we could only play one-on-one, and then we're like, ugh.
And we were having some problems also because you were on the mouse and keyboard and we had two controllers and we were trying to get the three of us to play, and we weren't able to have
the keyboard.
It has some problems.
Yeah, it has some problems, but not glaring, except for not being able to play four players online. That's huge.
Yeah.
And this is a game you want to play. Latency is so important. Glad you brought it up, Bobby, because this is a split second.
Yeah. The more you hit the ball, the faster it goes.
Yeah.
So
it goes fast.
Bobby,
once you get going.
Bobby, when you think it went fast, that's maybe half speed. The fastest you saw it today was maybe half speed. It gets to the point where the background disappears and there's just like supernovas in the background and it's just like going crazy.
Does it ever slow down, the ball? Or it just keeps going until it hits somewhere?
Anybody can bunt it.
Oh, okay.
And bunt it brings it back down to zero. And bunting, we think, is a little bit easier than...
supposedly, you can bunt with better accuracy than you can swing.
But nobody ever really wants to bunt because you want to just make it faster and try to kill somebody.
Yeah.
It's under your control then.
Yeah.
Anyway, huge recommendation. I'm sure they're going to...
If you can play local co-op, it's a huge recommendation.
Yeah.
If it's just you and you want to play online...
See, I feel like you guys are just throwing out these recommendations. You know,
no, wait, hold on.
There's a recommendation. Hey, you want a recommendation? There you go.
If you got people that you can play locally and you've got the controllers and you're in the big picture mode and everything's looking well, this is definitely a recommendation.
For sure. Absolutely.
However, if you're just yourself and you're trying to play something online, I don't think we can recommend it, right?
Right.
I think we're going to get a little whiteboard and we're going to write our names on it and then we're going to just tally every time someone recommends a game.
Well, Emilio recommends everything. He likes everything.
I think you guys are up to 50 this year.
You know what I can't recommend? Playing the Hunter Primal right now.
Okay.
Hey!
Okay. Let's hear about it.
Fucking pterodactyls. People complained about eagles in Far Cry 4. They're a flea on a dog's back compared to these fucking things.
This is a new update, right?
Yeah.
Because we played Hunter Primal. Which one is this? This is...
The Hunter Primal with the dinosaurs? Yeah, that's it.
The Hunter Primal. It's the Hunter colon Primal, right? Or whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's the same game. This is just a newer... Because it's an early access game.
Yep.
And the only things that I noticed are now you can loot dead bodies and actually get their shit. Like the shit that they left.
Bonus.
Yeah, for sure. And you can see it on the... reticle or whatever, that little mini map,
your iPad,
iPod. But these fucking pterodactyls. So it's like, okay, I'm going around my business. It's meh. And you're all okay. So you turn around and you look for it. Oh, there it is. What can you do? I've shot arrows at it. I've shot it with shotguns. I've shot it with fucking rifles. It twitches. If it hits you once, you're fucking done, son. It's not like the eagles in Far Cry 4 where they do damage and then come back and then it's kind of a battle. If they hit you once, that means they pick you up and you can still look around. It's not an animation where, like, you have no control. It's just gonna, no, you can still move your head and look at the claws as it takes you. One time, David went and got dropped in the actual volcano, in the lava, as if the fucking drop wasn't going to be enough.
They should put parachutes in that game now. You know what's funny is that there's a game, an asymmetric shooter called Primal Carnage, I want to say, where it's humans versus dinosaurs.
Yeah,
and if you play as a pterodactyl, that's their special move. They pick you up and then they fly you out. They try to fly you out to like the water or somewhere really high and drop you till you're dead. But that's funny that they put those in. There's got to be a way to counter them. I mean, I would think one good shot would take down a pterodactyl.
So basically you said the updates to the Hunter Primal...
It's nearly unplayable.
It's worse.
I played it for half an hour. I got dropped on my head 7 times.
Yeah. You need to nerf that pterodactyl.
Yeah, I would have paid money just to watch you get pissed off about these pterodactyls.
It could be that it had something to do with, like, because we kept going to the crater. Because, okay. You know, there's that secret spot that you found.
Yeah.
Which we got one. Well, David found it. Then he got dropped on his head. Then I picked up his body. Then I got dropped on my head. Then he found my body. It's like we were playing a fucking fucked up pterodactyl hopscotch. It was fucked up. Anyway. So
pterodactyl hopscotch.
Has that ever been said in the history of human or podcasting history?
I'm amazed that you spelled pterodactyl right.
You know what I do? A little trick for anybody trying to spell anything. Just ask Siri, define whatever it is. And she'll look it up.
But what if you have the better system with Android?
How would you do that? Have you ever looked up Scout Spot?
You just press and hold.
You say, okay, Google.
Yeah, you can say, okay, Google.
Suck me off.
Actually,
and then it goes.
Now, after seeing the spelling, am I pronouncing it right, though? Pterodactyl is how I would
pterodactyl.
The P is silent.
No, I know that, but still, it doesn't look right.
I see
pterodactyl.
A drunken sailor actually wrote the name pterodactyl.
Yeah.
But yes, that is correct.
What is this?
Who knows?
Okay.
Okay, anyway.
That was going to go down. Auto, what is that? Auto?
Autofill?
Autofill.
Auto-fill. Yeah.
You ever do that? Like just type in how into Google and see what the autofill comes up with?
Yeah.
How to tie a tie, that's always at the top. Or why? Why is a good one? Let's not do that right now, though. Okay. So should we move on to listener questions, comments, concerns?
Sure.
Sure. David is winning, started another thing. I really love the group participation. It's funny because our like super fans come in waves. And, anytime anybody's participating or coming forward, it's always great. Starts conversation. Don't be shy. We're here.
Yeah.
All you have to do is say like one thing and we'll probably respond
to it. I'm actually going to respond to David is winning here in a little bit with... Side note, I've had a couple. My PC has
look up this post because I posted what Chad has. Did you read that, Bob?
Yeah. Oh.
My computer has now twice now done a hard lock on me, so I'm like really close to not having a PC anymore.
Yeah,
I might be on my phone for the next couple of weeks because
there's Hearthstone.
My PC is literally about to die. So your estimates on what my PC is might be generous, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
so what I want to say about this, there is the post. You can go on there, put on what you have. It's not like a let's show off what we have.
Oh, did we say what
Bobby,
the post was about?
Yeah.
Bobby.
About a hardware?
It's about a hardware, yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby showed, he's got pictures.
Yeah, fucking, seriously.
Oh, this is how cool. Not only here's my cool thing. Here's the stats showing how cool my thing is. Jesus Christ.
You got to back it up with benchmarks. I mean...
on a side note, Emilio told me somebody recommended a Kickstarter for
somebody's going to have to... We're going to have to kickstart Chad's thing.
And I'm all for that. If you guys want to do that, I'm all for that.
Not So anyway, go on there, post your hardware. If you're having any kind of issues, most likely Bobby or somebody more knowledgeable can... who else is knowledgeable or whatever will help you out. And like right now, personally, I'm looking for an SSD that... See, I don't want to have both. I kind of want to just replace my hard drive. So I want something like 500 gigabytes or maybe a terabyte.
Well, it's good to have one storage drive just for all the videos and music or whatever.
How much is a terabyte SSD these days?
I don't know. SSDs are coming down in price, and they're making so many advances in hard drives these days. The problem is that sometimes your motherboard has to support them, or you have to update the BIOS. Why am I even telling you this? They're getting pretty cheap. I mean, the ones that I have right now, I've got two SSDs and a RAID 0, and I paid like $500 a piece for them when they came out. You can buy better ones than I have now for $220, I think, for like a 512 gig
of the And Crucials. Bobby said before, this is the biggest update you can make to your computer without at the lowest price range, right?
So it's a noticeable difference. I mean, the hard drive's a bottleneck for so many machines, and it affects everything you do. It affects turning the computer on and how quick it boots up, how fast your programs load, how like file transfers, just everything is quicker. It's so convenient.
So when does the next Windows come out? Because comp is dying...
It's free.
I know, but if it dies next week, I don't want to have to pay money for a new Windows.
I just told you it's free.
But it's not out yet.
No. It's free if you upgrade from whatever system you have. As long as you have 7 or 8.
I know, but when does the actual come out?
It doesn't matter. As long as you buy a 7 or 8, you get 10 for free.
But what I'm saying is my comp might die next week. Right. And if my comp dies next week, I got to get a new hard drive. And then I need to put some sort of Windows on that.
Right. Get 7 or 8.
Which costs money.
I guess so. I mean, not
that's
much,
my,
right?
That's my 20, thing.
40 bucks.
I mean, we don't want to advocate pirating or anything.
There's other ways around there. Okay.
But, you know, on that post, I really hope Crad Norta posts on that, because that dude has built a beast of a rig a couple months ago. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Crad Nortup. It's Proton Dark backwards. I figured out. But he's a listener of ours, and I've talked to him a lot about hardware, and he's done a lot of stuff. He recently did his first build and got some crazy parts, and he's got a beast of a machine.
Nice. Did you have anything to do with his build?
Yeah, you know, I recommended some stuff, and I think he's got the monitor that I want to get as well now, too.
So it's beastier than
it's better than
Pete's. No, the Pete's that you...
Yeah, he's got two 980s SLI'd, so it's a monster.
I'm hard right now, and I don't know why.
And I've never seen Bobby salivate before.
Yeah, seriously.
He has zero facial expressions, but he does salivate from time to time, or cries. Yeah. Those are the two.
Moans occasionally.
So what else we got? Oh, on news, I don't think I listed it, but Hearthstone came out on iPhone. I played a bunch of games on it, actually. I stopped playing Hearthstone, but since it's on the phone, I now nominate it as the best game on mobile.
Mobile?
Yeah.
Other than Avengers Alliance?
Shut up. So
peace. Check it out. Marvel Avengers Alliance.
So it's you can detect the latency a little bit, but generally it works pretty smoothly.
And you can see both the boards?
You can see everything. Yeah, they changed the board a little bit. You know how you can interact with all four corners?
Yeah.
Before? Now there's only two corners, and your hand goes in one of those corners.
Ah.
And then you touch on your hand, you click on it, and it brings it up forward so you can see Okay. So there's like maybe one extra step than there wouldn't be on the PC, but it plays really, really well. The only problems that I've ever had with it come from my latency, and that's because I'm on 3G or LTE, depending on going back and forth.
Gotcha.
Great stuff. And I won all of my games, even though I haven't had any new cards from the last whatever. So my shit's legit, son.
Okay. What else has been going on news?
You guys all saw the Star Wars Battlefront? We saw it together.
Yeah. I almost jerked off in front of you.
Jesus Christ, man. Bobby?
Yeah.
Can you get excited about one fucking thing this year?
Smile once.
Jesus Christ.
Of course I'm excited about Battlefront. I said this was the last show we did last year. We talked about we're looking forward to the most. And I think Battlefront was my number one.
It was. But what do you think about the trailer?
It looks great. I mean, they aren't really giving away as far as gameplay, but, you know, I don't expect that on a first trailer. So it looks good. Like the Star Wars movie that's coming out in Christmas, I can't be disappointed by this game. Like, no matter how bad it is, it's still Star Wars, which I'm crazy about.
Wait, you can't be disappointed by the movie?
No. And I don't care.
You're just so glad that a movie's coming
out. Yeah, that we
out.
Just have more Star
I totally
Wars
agree.
Out
Thank
there.
God. Fucking somebody's on the same page.
I'm just mad that they're not doing the Thrawn series. Right? Like
I don't think that's as good as you remember it.
No,
are
that
you
was pretty good. Well, I don't
Heir
know.
To the Empire.
Yeah. I read it as an adult. I thought it was really good.
I haven't read it in a long time, but so you guys, the Nagrai, I don't know.
You guys know that Disney wiped that whole shit out, right? It's all gone. Like, as far as the canon goes,
oh,
they erased everything that isn't the movies. None of that shit ever happened. There's no Han and Leia never got together to have babies. Jason and all them, they don't exist.
Well, yeah.
Chewbacca never died. Like, it's all
the movie
gone.
Canon has always been separate from that, because there were there were comic books and a lot of speculation and fanfic about where Boba Fett came from, and then the prequels came out and like we learned about Jango Fett, and it did away with all that entirely.
Wait, so I thought there was like a Hula disc that had the canon, and there was games and there was books. Is that not...
There is a there was.
Technically speaking, it's the movies, though, and that's it. And yeah, and like the Star Wars CCG, anything that like is got the LucasArts seal of approval on it, then they can
official
say that.
Canon.
Yeah.
But not all of it.
But you're saying that's all
either
gone?
Either way, it's all gone. Yeah. Anything that isn't the movies is not canon so far as Disney
Can we get
says.
Rid of the movies that came out most recently? That trilogy?
They
can we
that
get
bad.
Can we get rid
they
of those also?
Bad. They weren't that bad.
Can we get
and
rid
the
of
the third one was really good. The can third
we,
one was
no,
really good.
No, can we get rid of Jar Jar Binks just as a generality?
Why is it also want to get away from me?
God damn.
That's the best part of that movie.
Oh my god.
It's embarrassing
all
if
right,
you didn't
so
keep using that
bottom
in the
line. Bottom line, we're all excited for Star Wars Battlefront. It's gonna
yeah.
be great.
I don't see how this could possibly lose because it's got the Battlefield fucking pedigree.
What is
Star
this?
Wars.
You know what will ruin this is if it comes out on like Uplay or Origin, then people will throw a shit fit.
Yeah.
But what is it?
Is it EA?
I think it is EA.
It might be.
I thought it was DICE, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Which
DICE.
Is EA.
Yeah. So it's going to be on Origin.
What the
shit fit initiated?
People are saying, people are complaining because the trailer was on game engine and not gameplay.
Yeah.
Which is a difference.
And I totally understand that, but what do you expect on a first reveal trailer?
Yeah,
like
seriously.
You gotta just relax a little bit, people.
I was watching this and my girl was watching, she goes, "That looks better than the movie." And I was like, "Yeah, it fucking does." I hadn't thought about it that way. And she's like, "I'm excited." And I was like, "Okay, good." Well, you're looking at me, bitch.
Yeah, you were fingering it at the time, but whatever. So what else is going on?
Trine 3. Coming out really soon. A few days in here. Like
that's crazy.
Days.
April 21st.
Yeah.
Same day as Killing Floor, but there's... I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, it's on the Steam front page if you would go there from time to time.
No, wait. Ooh. I thought the 21st was early access.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's not the release.
I'm starting a thing.
Okay.
SEA means Steam Early Access.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I thought that meant C, as in...
SEA is actually the code on the for a certain region. Like, I see that and I think, okay, this game's only coming out in a certain part of the area. I think, like, SEA is Southeast Asia. If you see SEA next to a game, then you can only activate it in, like, certain countries.
And it would totally be relevant to the podcast and I would totally put it down.
Anyway.
So okay. This is going to have 3D support. All the Trine games have very good support for NVIDIA 3D. Like, they're some of the best-looking games on NVIDIA 3D Vision. And is that what you mean by 3D support and depth here?
Well, yeah, I wanted to mention two things. Support, yes, the 3D Vision, but also depth, as now you can go deep into the levels. Like, there's depth to the levels.
It no longer is a 2D.
There's a Z axis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, smart guy. Anyway, it looks really good. Trine games are always really good and well produced, so I'm looking forward to this, but I will not be picking up the early access. it's an adventure game. It's a platformer. Why would I pick it up early? I want it to be completely done when I buy it.
Yeah. It seems like a strange game to release early access. I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I won't be picking that up anytime soon. But I am excited about it. Okay. There's too much.
Wait, Bobby said Trine 2 was one of his best games for the year, right?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Trine 2 was a great game, but no, I wouldn't say it's the best
because
game.
Maybe one of the prettiest, maybe.
I've never been a huge fan of the Trine series.
You never played any of Trine
No, I played Trine 2 a little bit, and I wasn't a huge fan of it. Huh. But Trine 3 is something that you guys
recommend. It was a great game. Well, we both like both of them.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great games. I don't like platformers. I like puzzle elements and, you know, some original ideas.
Okay.
All right. So as we're coming to a close here, we have that $20 Steam gift card we're doing on...
From last week, right?
Yep. Giving away for our review giveaway. So if you have left a review in iTunes for us, be it good or bad, you are entered into our review giveaways. So we're going to throw the names into our digital hat here, pull one out.
And the winner is Absolute G. Absolute. Congratulations, buddy.
I don't know if we have his Steam. Oh, no, we do. That is his Steam name. Okay. All right. Excellent.
Yursa is the lucky runner.
All right. Congrats, dude.
And congrats. Tell him about putting a review in.
What?
If you put a review in.
I did. I explained that like 5 minutes ago.
Tell it again, because I didn't hear it.
How's it working again? I want to win some money.
So again, this is a review giveaway. So if you have left a review on iTunes, you're automatically entered whenever we do one of these raffles. And we just pick, we number all the people in there and we pick one at random. And so if you leave a review, be it good or bad, you have a chance to win something. Could be Steam money, could be a game, we don't know, just whatever free shit we get.
It's kind of like a lottery ticket that you never have to buy another one. You just buy one and it just keeps on having another chance.
Yep.
Yeah. Eventually, you know, we explain this on so many podcasts, eventually we'll get good and clear when we explain it. I feel like it's still a little convoluted, but yeah, there you go. Congratulations, Absolute G. We will get that to you.
Congratulations.
We'll be having another one of these probably in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Not too far away.
So that you know, today we rolled a 1 in 29. So, you have a 1 in 29 chance of winning. It's just like, I feel like if I listen to the podcast, there was no chance. Because our numbers of this, I mean, why aren't you doing it?
Yeah.
We're having double winners by now. That's what's going on. People are winning twice. So.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. So, we've got one new video up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
I'm excited about this one.
Yeah. Just one. Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah, Broforce is still in progress. You know, something I wanted to mention earlier, this is way off topic, but you had mentioned Grand Theft Auto 5 has its own video editor in it. I noticed Broforce has its own GIF creator inside the game, which I thought was interesting.
Really?
Yeah, people upload them all the time on Twitter.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
But anyway, yeah, we've got one new video on YouTube. It's on Grim Dawn. We've got a new, I guess, series you could call it, called Quickies. It's just going to be segments of our podcast with video added to them. And we want to give a special thanks to Stoner Smurf for doing the editing on that. Did a fantastic
thank you, Stoner.
Job.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was amazing.
He said, who do I bill? And I said, I'll put Chad on it because he's going to get around to it. Quotation marks. So you should be getting that anytime.
Okay. Hand jobs are coming later, Stoner. Go ahead.
That's how we pay around here.
What's the YouTube, just in case they don't know it?
We'll go to dlgaming.net, our website. I'm not going to give you the YouTube link because it is long and confusing.
Lots of Q's and Z's.
Yeah, it's some scrambled code. But if you go to dlgaming.net, you can get to our Twitter account, our YouTube account, our Steam group. Pretty much everything is linked there. And of course, you can download all our podcasts, old and new, on that website as well. And
titties!
Are we straight into titties? Holy shit. Say it again. Just so they know.
Titties?
Titties.